So I've got a story that's really pricked up my interest recently. So it's published in the journal eLife, and it's by one of the authors, Alon Chen, who's at the Weizmann University in Israel. Now, so traditionally, when you're looking at how rodents, how mice interact with each other, you might employ a few PhD students or early stage postdocs to spend hours and hours and hours looking at videotapes of little pairs of mice working together and score whether the mice are, for example, sniffing each other, or maybe they're grooming each other. So it can take hundreds of hours in order to analyse how mice are interacting and behaving in different scenarios. But now, Alon Chen and colleagues have developed a new, clever methodology that combines behavioural neuroscience, so looking at social interaction in these mice, and also using clever mathematical models to generate thousands and thousands and thousands of hours of videotape, and using clever dyes, so disco light, so ultraviolet lights that are pink and yellow and green. They're labelling these mice differently, groups of four to six mice with different disco paints, and then collecting data via a UV microscope, and then using really clever algorithms that can then analyse all of that light data in order to compute how these mice are interacting with each other, whether they're sniffing each other and whether they're grooming each other, or whether they're just avoiding each other.
So put simply then, you paint some dye onto a mouse. Mm-hmm. You shine ultraviolet light onto it, and that makes that mouse glow up with a specific colour. Mm-hmm. And a camera is watching where the mice go, and so a computer can painstakingly log all of the movements of the mice and who talks to who over time. So you can build up a sort of social picture of what the mice are doing. Well, why is that useful, though?
Well, if you want to look at certain disorders, say, for example, autism or schizophrenia or even anxiety disorder or depression, there's a lot of social interaction elements that are implicated in those disorders. And we can use mice to model some aspects of those disorders. So we now have a way of generating vast amounts of data on these different aspects of schizophrenia or, for example, autism, using this mice model and this new technology using disco lights.
So it's kind of highly reproducible. So you could give the mice a treatment or give the mice some kind of environment that's different across different groups, and then see how that treatment affects your mouse model of whatever condition you want to study.
Exactly. And so Alon Chen has received hundreds and hundreds of requests to use this system, this new technology, since he published it this month. So he's sending out the programming for this technology to hundreds of scientists across the world so that they can use different models for schizophrenia, autism, different genetic models that they've got, and start getting lots of data and start understanding the systems a bit more.
Makes sense, doesn't it? If you can write a computer program to do something, why use a human when they could go and do something perhaps even a bit more constructive?